Greetings, brothers and sisters.
好吧，我们先翻开圣经，我们来读两节的圣经。
Shall we please first open our Bible and read a few passages here?
哥林多前书第十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
哦，十三章，对不起。
Excuse me, chapter 13.
十二节到十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
哥林多前书第十三章十二节到十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12 and verse 13.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，原文啊如同猜谜。到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限。到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
For now we see in a mirror dimly, in its original it means guessing, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
And now abide faith, hope, love, these three.But the greatest of these is love.
好吧，我们再低头有点祷告。
Please bow your head and have a word of prayer.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。今天早晨，你把我们召集在这里。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you for this morning. You have called us again in your presence.
愿意我们安静等候在你的面前。
May we all quiet our heart and wait before you.
把我们心中的感谢、爱戴都归给你。
Simply give you all our thanksgiving and adoration to you.
求你赐下你的圣灵。
May you send down your Holy Spirit.
来帮助我们更多的认识你。
Help us to know you more.
认识你的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
To know your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样祷告。乃是奉你儿子宝贵的名。
We ask in your son's precious name. Amen.
圣经说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
The Bible teaches that now abide faith, hope, love.
也就是说，我们今天要活在信心的里面，活在盼望的里面，活在爱的里面。
That's to say that today we should live in faith, live in hope, and live in love.
那么在信望爱三者 之中呢?
And among these three, faith, hope, and love.
最大的是爱。
The greatest is love.
大家知道为什么吗?
Do you know why?
因为信心和盼望都不是持续到永远的。
Because both faith and hope cannot continue into everlasting.
今天我们需要信心，需要盼望。
Today we do need faith and hope.
是因为我们仍然活在这个地上。
Because we still live in this world.
我们对属天的事情，对神的事情啊，知道的非常有限。
To the heavenly things and the things of God, we are so limited in our knowledge.
啊，模糊不清。有时候甚至像猜谜一样。
It's blurry, it's fuzzy, it's very much like you're trying to figure out a riddle.
不相信你去读启示录，你就有这种感觉。
If you don't believe me, just go ahead and read Revelations, and you will have this kind of sense.
很多时候我们都是在那猜测究竟什么时候发生什么事情。
So many times we are simply guessing at what time has what things happened.
信心之父亚伯拉罕。
And the father of faith, Abraham,
神第一次向他显现的时候
when God first appeared to him,
告诉他要离开自己的家乡往神将要指示他的地方去
God told him to leave his own country to the place where God would tell him.
所以亚伯拉罕就遵神的命令、啊、就要出去
So Abraham obeyed and he left.
他出去的时候竟然还不知道往哪里去知道吗
When he was leaving, he still didn't know where he was going. Do you know this?
想想看，如果今天我们把房子卖了，把家具都包装起来，神说要把让我们搬家，然后不告诉我们在哪里，这样的事情可能吗？
Imagine this. Today, God has told you to move. So you sell your house, you pack up your all your stuff, and you don't know where you'll be going. Is it possible?
但是亚伯拉罕有这样的信心。
But Abraham had faith like this.
将来有一天。
And in the future, one day,
我们都会进到永远的里面去。
We will all enter into eternity.
到那个时候就不再需要信心，也不再需要盼望了。
In that time, there will be no need for both faith and hope.
因为神，我们的主已经与我们面对面了。
Because God, our Lord, will see us face to face.
我有主的爱与我们永远同在。
And only the Lord's love and Himself will be with us forever.
今天我们要简单的来看信心。
So today, very simply, we would like to consider faith.
毫无疑问，信心对于我们今天在地上的生活是非常非常重要的。
Without any doubt, this faith is so crucial to our daily living on the earth.
在信望爱三者之中，信心是排在第一位，并不是偶然。
Among these three, faith, hope, and love, faith is being placed in the first. And this is not something that happens by accident.
因为神在我们身上一切的工作都是从信心开始的。
Because all of God's work in us starts with faith.
首先，信心就好像是一扇门。
So first of all, this faith is pretty much like a door.
当我们信耶稣基督以后呢，我们就进到进门了。
So when we believe in Jesus Christ, we enter through the door.
然后突然才发现，哦，原来我们是站在一个何等大的恩典的地位上。
Then all of a sudden you realize what a great grace you have been standing in.
我们一切的罪全部被赦免了。
Because of all of our sins are now forgiven.
而且这位宇宙万物的创造者竟然成了我们的父亲，我们成了他的儿女。
And the very maker of the whole universe is now our father and we are his children.
我们还可以随时随地的来到他人的宝座面前。
And also, anytime, anywhere, we could come before His throne of grace.
我们中公司有一位同事。
In my company, I have a colleague.
有一次他见到了那个台湾的前总统吕秀莲，大家可能都不知道是谁。
Once he met the ex-president, 吕秀莲。
可能他都不知道。
Vice president.
哦，所以。是 前副总统哈。
Yeah, yeah. The ex vice president.
非常兴奋地告诉我们，他见到一个很大的名人呢。
Therefore, my colleague was so excited to come to tell us that, wow, I've met a VIP.
弟兄姊妹们，今天你知道你的地位吗？我们可以随时随地来到这位宇宙万物的创造者、主宰者的面前，随时随地。
So, brothers and sisters, today, do you know your position anytime, anywhere? You can come to the very maker creator of the universe.
这一切都是因着主耶稣基督的血，也是因着我们的信。
And all this is being granted to us because of the blood of Jesus and also through our faith.
不光是我们信，我们信耶稣是靠着信。
We believe in Jesus Christ by faith.
我们在地上基督徒的每一天的生活，我们也是靠信而活着的。
And not only so, our daily Christian living is also by faith.
信心在希伯来书第十章三十八节这样说。
Therefore, faith in Hebrews.
他说：“义人必因信得生，就是说，义人是靠信而活着的。”
10:38 of Hebrews. Now the just shall live by faith.
第三，信心。也最终使我们能够得胜。
And also this faith eventually will enable us to overcome.
约翰一书第五章第四节说，使我们胜过世界的就是我们的信心。
1 John 5:4, this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
可见基督徒在地上的生活是从信开始一直到信结束。
So we know that Christian living begins with faith and ends with faith.
就所谓的本于信，以至于信。
This is what the Bible says from faith to faith.
那么现在有个问题。
Now here comes the issue.
信是什么？
What is faith?
信是什么？
What is faith?
我们来看一节圣经，希伯来书第十一章第一节。
We'll now read a verse in Hebrews. Chapter 11, verse 1.
这些圣经很多弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉。
And many brothers and sisters are very familiar with this verse.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substance or assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
所望之事当然是指将来的事。
Things hoped for refer to the things that are about to happen in the future.
比如耶稣基督的再来。
For example, the Lord's second coming.
那么未见之事呢？
And what about the things not seen?
是指过去的事。
Speak of the things in the past.
比如他后面经文告诉我们，诸事件都是借着神的话造成的。
Just as the following verse tells us that the whole world is framed by the word of God.
当然还有主耶稣基督在十字架上的死和三天以后的复活。
Of course, that includes the death of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and the resurrection in 3 days.
因为这些重大的历史事件早就已经发生了，我们在座没有一个人看见过。
Because all these great historical events have already happened, but none of us sitting here has ever seen it.
那么实底和确据是什么？
Then what is the substance of things hoped for?
原文很简单，就是证据。
Both substance, assurance or evidence in its original means evidence.
所以希伯来书十一章的第一节可以非常简单的 来这样说。
So we could view the first verse of chapter 11 of Hebrews in such a very simple way.
信心就是证据。
Faith is evidence.
信心就是证据。
Faith is evidence.
那么信在圣经里面有三个词性。
Faith in the Bible appeared in 3 parts of speech.
动词叫做相信。
As a verb, it means you believe.
名词信心。
And as a noun, it's faith.
形容词信实的。
As adjective, it's faithful.
它们都出于同一个字根。
All these three come from the same root of word.
中文翻译成深信就是深深的相信。
And Chinese Bible translates it as being persuaded, firmly believe.
Firmly believe, yes. 是中文的翻译，或者有时候满心相信也这么翻。
Or filled with disbelieving.
英文翻译成 persuaded 或者 convinced.
In English, it's translated as persuaded or convinced.
原文的意思跟英文非常相近，就是表示被说服了。
And the original language is very close to the English translation, being persuaded.
比如说保罗在临殉道之前。
For example, as Paul before he was martyred.
就是提摩太后书第一章十二节。
2 Timothy 1:12.
保罗说，我知道我所信的是谁，也深信。他能保全我所交付他的。
I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him until that day.
罗马书第四章讲到亚伯拉罕。
And Romans 4 speaks of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕在根本就没有希望、没有指望的时候。
Abraham, when it's contrary to hope, without any hope.
因为他已经太老了那个时候。
Because he was so old then.
但是他因信仍然有指望，仍然有盼望。
But in hope he believed.
那后面就是什么呢？且满心相信神所应许的必然成就。
And what happens next is he was fully persuaded that what God had promised he was able also to perform.
所以又可以这么简单的来讲。
So we can say this very simply.
信就是被说服了。
Faith simply means being persuaded.
弟兄姊妹们，我不是在这儿想要咬文嚼字。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not here trying to chew on words.
而是希望我们一道的来认识这个对我们日常生活如此重要的信心究竟是什么。
But I just want us to come together to know this faith, which is so vital to our daily living. What is faith?
信心啊，圣经清楚地告诉我。
And as the Bible teaches very explicitly about this faith.
信有两个方面。
There are 2 aspects of this faith.
信是证据。
First, faith is evidence.
信 是被说服了。
Second, faith is being persuaded.
如果把两个加在一起呢？
However, if you add these two together,
就是一个人相信，是因为他得到了证据，他就被说服了。
That's to say, when a person believes, it's because he has gained this evidence, and then he is persuaded by it.
下面啊，我们就来仔细的看。什么叫做证据？什么叫做被说服了
？Next, we will consider closely what does it mean by evidence? What does it mean by being persuaded?
我们先来看什么叫做被说服了。
So let's consider first what does it mean to be persuaded?
我们都知道被说服了，就是一个人在悟性的里面明白了，或者是在情感的里面被感动了。
When we say person has been persuaded, it tells us that this person has understood it in his understanding and also being touched by in his emotions.
大家知道这是什么意思吗？
So, do you know what this means?
这些都是人魂里的行为。
All these are the phenomena of a person's soul.
难道信心，人的信是发生在魂里边的吗？
Does that mean that this faith happens in our soul?
我们都知道信心应该是属灵的事才对。
We all think that this faith should be a spiritual matter.
怎么会发生在人的魂里面、人的悟性的里面、人的情感的里面？
How could this faith happen in a person's understanding, in a person's emotion?
如果真是这样的话，
If it is truly so,
可能我们过去无意之中忽略了魂在认识神，在相信神的事上的作用。
If it is so, then probably we have overlooked the very function of faith in our understanding and knowing God unwittingly.
弟兄姊妹，不要误会我。
But brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand me.
我绝对不是说属人的智慧、属世界的智慧能够帮助我们相信神、认识神。
I definitely are not saying here that man's or human earthly wisdom will help us to understand God's matters.
不，绝对不可能。
No, absolutely not. It's not possible.
哥林多前书第十一第一章就已经告诉我们。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it tells us.
但是知道吗？人的心思意念啊，心思啊，情感那个意志。这些魂里边的功用。
But do you know that be it our thoughts, our emotions, or our will, all these are the functions of our soul.
就好像是一个器皿而已。
Are very much like a vessel.
可以用来盛装人的智慧、世界的智慧。
Which can contain man's or earthly wisdom.
而这些东西往往是被我们里面，也是在我们的魂里面的那个老亚当的生命来使用。
And very often these functions are being used by the old Adam in our life.
同样，我们的魂、我们的心思、意念、情感，也可以用来盛装属灵的智慧。
But likewise, all these functions of soul, your thoughts, your emotion, your will, could also be used as a vessel to contain God's divine matters.
被神所使用。
So these functions could be used by God.
我知道很难说服大家。
I know it's going to be very hard to try to persuade you on this.
保罗在以弗所书第三章第四节说。
Paul says so in Ephesians chapter 3:4.
保罗说我深知基督的奥秘。
Paul says that my insight of the mystery of the Christ.
深知这个词在原文里面是 intellectually understanding, 是理性里面的明白，甚至可以翻译成头脑里的明白。
And this insight in its original means intellectual understanding. It could say that what you understand in your head.
格罗西书第二章第二节，保罗又说
，Colossians 2:2, Paul also says,
我愿意你们啊，愿意，他是原文是原来是愿意他们，就是愿意我们的。我愿意你们丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心。
In Colossians 2, it says that
二章第二节
Chapter 2
格罗西书第二章第二节
Colossians chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2. That you, speaking to the Colossians, but this can also apply to us, that we would attend to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God. That is Christ Jesus himself. Such a spiritual matter can only be attained, be understood in our understanding.
虽然我们人对属灵的事情仍然模糊不清, 对不对?
Even though often the spiritual things are very blurry and fuzzy to all of us,
但保罗在讲什么?
But what is Paul speaking here?
在你们的悟性的里面, 你们有充足的信心, 能够明白神的旨意, 就是基督,
that is,
神的奥秘就是基督。
That is in your understanding, in this full assurance of your faith, you will be able to understand the mystery of God, that is Christ Jesus himself.
圣经把这样的悟性, 称之于属灵的悟性。
Now this kind of understanding God, the Bible calls it spiritual understanding.
并不是指我们里边灵里边的那个直觉啊或者良心。
This does not refer to the intuition or conscience of our spirit.
因为他在讲到属灵悟性这个词的时候是讲到我们的头脑里面我们的理性的里面明白 understand.
Because this speaks to understand something in our reasoning, in our intelligence, in our head.
哥罗西书第一章第九节,
and Colossians 1:9.
愿意你们,我这是中文的版本,另外的翻译是根据达比的翻译哈, 愿你们在一切的智慧和属灵的悟性上,满心知道神的旨意。
Colossians 1:9, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. This is Darby's translation.
知道神的旨意,靠我们那个悟性。
To know God's will depends on our understanding. And this is an intellectual understanding.
所以一个人相信神,
so for a person to
相信福音,
believe God, to believe in the gospel,
应该是在他的悟性里面明白了。
This person has to understand in his intellectual understanding.
或者情感里面被感动了。
Or to say that in his, he's touched in his emotions.
或者意志被降服了,
or he capitulate his will, surrender his
所以, 所以他被说服了, 他的心里就相信, 口里就承认耶稣基督是主。
Therefore, since he is so persuaded, he believes in his heart and he confessed with his mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord.
不光是在我们刚刚信主的时候是这样,
and it's not so only at the very beginning of our believing in the Lord.
在我们基督徒的信心生活的里面,
even in our Christian life,
我们的思想, 我们的那个, 我们的魂同样有不可忽略的功用。
And in our soul, it constantly works in such a function that can never be overlooked.
一位年长的弟兄最近告诉我们,
an elder brother recently told us this.
他说我们的思想观念, 对人的追求, 对我们的追求侍奉影响非常大。
Our notions, our thoughts, so greatly affect our spiritual pursuit.
思想观念一旦形成了, 还非常难, 非常难以改变。
Once these notions or thoughts are so formed, they are very hard to be changed.
思想观念在哪里, 知道吗?
Do you know where your thoughts, where your notions are?
应该在我们的魂的里面。
They're all in your souls.
比如说,
for example,
我们都知道主耶稣, 来之前, 将要有大灾难, 对不对?
We all know that before the Lord comes the second time, there will be great tribulation.
那么我们是灾前背题呢? 灾中背题呢? 还是灾后背题? 或者说是多次背题?
When are we to be raptured? Before the tribulation, in the midst of the tribulation, or after the tribulation, or in segments of this tribulation,
这些,
we will be raptured.
观念一旦进到我们的脑子里面或心里面以后，很难改变的。甚至我们在读圣经的时候，圣经在引导我们明白圣经的时候，都会受很大的影响。
Once this kind of notion enters into our mind, then it's going to be very hard to change. Even as we are studying the Bible, when the Holy Spirit is trying to guide us into this kind of understanding.
大家知道, 有年长的读经的弟兄们曾经这样告诉我们。
Some elder brothers once told us as to studying the Bible.
以弗所书第四章十三节是圣经里面最难实现的一节圣经。
Ephesians 4:13 is the hardest verse to be fulfilled in the whole Bible.
我们来看看这节圣经是怎么样
讲。So let's view this verse.
以弗所书第四章十三节，我们都很熟悉的圣经。
Ephesians 4:13, we know this verse very well.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。好，我们就停到这里。
Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, we will pause here.
最难，因为最难实现的是认真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
The most difficult thing is to come to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God.
Yeah, 英文的翻译比较好哈，就是指在认识神儿，在神儿子的。知识上和信心上同归于一，这个非常难实现。
To come to the unity, to come into oneness as to the faith, as to the knowledge of the Son of God.
认识神儿子的知识，神儿子的知识和信心在哪里？
So, where is this knowledge and this faith?
在灵里面应该很容易，因为圣灵掌管我们的灵，但是在我们的魂的里面。所以我们心思意念非常不一样，要把这两个东西统一起来，除非见主面的那一天。
It should be in your spirit, but it's also in your soul, and it's very hard, to come to this oneness unity as to the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unless one day God has really led us all into this state.
因为是在我们的魂的里面，所以很难统一的。
Because this exists in our soul.So it's so hard to be united in faith and the knowledge of the Son of God.
大家知道信心的结局是什么吗？
Do you all know the very outcome of faith?
或者信心的终点，最终要达到什么样的目的？
Or the very end of your faith?
为了我们的魂。
This is for the very purpose of our souls.
彼得前书第一章九节这样说。
1 Peter 1:9.
信心的原文的翻译，信心的结局就是你们魂的救恩。
The end of your faith, as original language said, the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul.
英文是这样翻译，中文翻译成信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
The Chinese translation is the very fruit of your faith is the salvation of your soul.
有人说属灵的人。
Some people say spiritual man.
就是魂被致死的，被十字架致死的。
Are those whose souls are put to death by the cross?
其实十字架要致死的不是魂。
Actually, that the cross is trying to put to death is not your soul.
而是占据我们魂里面的那个老亚当的生命。
But to put to death the old Adam's life, which occupies your soul.
知道吗？神非常非常看重我们的魂。
Do you know this? That God so cherishes our soul.
他为了要得着我们的魂。
In order to gain our soul.
他用我们一生的时间。
He has used all our life.
从我们一信主的那一刻开始，一直到我们离开这个世界，见主面之前。
From the very moment you believe in the Lord until the time you depart from this world.
神一直都在做一件事情。
God has always been performing this very one thing.
就是要借着我们的信。
That is through our faith.
他来倒空我们的魂。
He wants to empty our soul.
除去我们里面的老亚当的生命。
To get rid of all the Adam's old life.
除去我们里面那些属人的智慧，属世界的智慧。
To eradicate all the man's earthly wisdom.
因为这些东西拦阻我们认识神。
Because all these things hinder us from coming to know him.
他倒空我们的魂，然后呢？
After he has emptied our soul, then what does he do?
用他的儿子来代替所有的这一切。
He will use his son to replace everything else.
所以基督就成了我们的智慧，我们的生命。
Therefore, Christ has become our wisdom, our life, our all.
虽然说信是在人的魂里被说服了。
Although we say that this faith is being persuaded in your soul.
但是信心的证据的来源。
But the very source of the evidence of your faith,
我们刚才说了，信心是证据。
As we just mentioned, faith is evidence.
信心的来源是神。
The very source of this faith is God.
所望之事的那个实底，未见之事的那个确据。
The very substance of the things hoped for, the conviction of the things not seen.
不是我们的肉眼能看见，我们的手能够摸得着的。
All these are not something that your eyes could see visibly or your hands can put your hands on.
是从神来的，也是完全属灵的。
Completely come from God and purely spiritual.
其实那个实底那个确据就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Actually, the very assurance or the very condition is our Lord Jesus Christ.
希伯来书十二章第二节这样说。
Hebrews 12:12.
为我们信心创始成终的啊，耶稣为我们的信心创始成终。
Hebrews 12:2, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
加拉太书二章十六节又说，人称义是因为信耶稣基督。
Galatians 2:16 also says, man is justified by faith in Jesus Christ.
我们是因信了耶稣基督成为神的儿子。
We become sons of God by faith in Jesus Christ.
我们的信也是从我们的灵开始。
So our faith also originates from our spirit.
就是在我们人的最深之处，我们的灵里面。
That in the very depths of our spirit,
我们遇见了我们的主。
We have met our Lord.
我们得到了那个实底，那个确据。
We have obtained that very conviction, that very substance.
然后我们的悟性就明白了。我们的情感就被感动了，我们的意志就降服了。
Therefore, in our understanding, we are persuaded, in our emotions, we're so touched, and then we yield our will to Him.
然后我们就相信了。
Then we believe Him.
不光是我们的信心是从灵里面开始。
Not only does this faith starting from our spirit,
而且也是在灵里面蒙保守。
But also, our faith is kept in the spirit.
提摩太后前书这样说，
First Timothy teaches this.
要存清洁的良心，良心是在我们的灵里面，对不对？要存清洁的良心，固守信心的奥秘。
With a clear conscience, you keep the very mystery of the faith.
然后又说，有人丢弃了良心，然后他的信心就怎么样？就像船破了一样，就流失了。
And also it says that some people have forsaken their faith. Forsaken their conscience, then their faith is very much like a ship suffering a shipwreck.
神原来是透过我们的灵。
Therefore, it is through the Spirit.
主工在我们的魂的里面。
God works in our souls.
给我们信心。
God gives us this faith.
而且保守我们的信心。
And also He keeps our faith.
大家知道属灵人是什么吗？
So, everybody, do you know what a spiritual man is?
是什么样的人吗？
What kind of man is he?
不是魂死了的人。
It's not a person whose soul is dead.
而是灵真正能够支配魂，能够保守魂的人。
Instead, he is the one whose spirit can control his soul and also keep his soul.
今天我们生活在一个漫长的时代，最后的时间。
Today, we're living such a very last leg of this end time, this long period.
就是末世的末时。
This is the end time of the end times.
Or the end age. End time of the end age.
The end time of the end of the age.
那么在这末世，信心啊，对我们有什么特别的地方没有？
So in this last days, what is the so special about this faith to us?
我们来读两段的圣经。
We will read two passages in the Bible.
彼得前书第一章第五节。
First Peter 1:5.
到第九节。
Verses 5-9.
彼得前书啊，第一章第五节到第九节。
First Peter chapter 1 verses 5-9.
你们这蒙神啊，对不起啊，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
We who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试验中暂时忧愁。
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
That the genuineness of your faith be much more precious than gold that perishes, though it's tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Whom have you not seen you love? Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
中文的翻译要把这两个要稍微纠正一下，就并且得着你们信心的终点或者的结果。
So it is receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
英文翻译没有问题哈，就是不是灵魂的救恩，是魂的救恩。
It's not the salvation of your spirit, but salvation of your souls.
以弗所书第二章第十九节。
2:19.
以弗所书第二章十九节到二十一节。
Ephesians
第二章
chapter 2,
十九节到二十一节。
Verses 19-21.
这样，你们不再做外人和客旅。是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人啊。
Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
我们二十二节也念了，你们也靠他同被建造，成为圣，借着圣灵，神借着圣灵所居住的所在。
And also verse 22, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
圣经告诉我们，神永远的旨意就是神最后的目的。
The Bible states the very purpose of God and that's His final goal.
是要照所安排的日期满足的时候。
Is to, according to the dispensation of the fullness of the times.
是天上地上所有的一切都在基督的里面同归于一，就是一切都是在基督的里面。
He will gather together in one or sum up all things in Christ Jesus.
今天我们生活在这末世。
Today we are living in this end time.
神永远的旨意即将进入一个非常非常重要的转折点。
And the eternal will or purpose of God is entering into this very important turning point.
就是我们主耶稣基督的第二次再来。
That is the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
为此万事万物都在预备之中。
For this,All things, all matters are preparing itself.
一方面啊，天灾人祸越来越频繁。
On the one hand, we see more frequent happening of natural disasters or human evils.
就发生在我们的身边，对不对？
They happen just around us, right?
同性恋的婚姻啊，如同洪水猛兽，没有一个人今天可以阻挡。
Just as this gay marriage, like this great flood, this ferocious beast, which no one can resist.
为什么这么多罪？为什么我单单喜欢挑同性恋？
Among all the sins, why is I just pick up this homosexuality?
你知道吗？世界变得越来越像毁灭前的索多玛。
Do you know this? The world has become more and more like Sodom before it's destroyed.
索多玛，大家知道索多玛是什么吗
？Do you know what Sodom represents?
英文非常清楚，同性恋的代名词。
In English, it's so clear. It's simply a pronoun for homosexuality.
耶稣基督回来的时候,
when the Lord returns,
他要带给世界的,
what he is going to usher in,
是神愤怒的大审判, 就像当年对待所多玛一样,
is the great judgment of his wrath as he did on Sodom in those days, even more so.
地和地上一切的都要被烈火烧尽,
everything on earth and will be burned up by fire.
有人问我,这手机这么好的? 我告诉你, 原文是说人所造的一切东西, 包括今天的手机, 包括今天的一切东西, 都要被神用烈火, 全部烧尽, 神没有造这些东西的。
We have these wonderful cell phones, right? But do you know this? Everything created by man, including everything, will be burned by fire.
更重要的一方面,
and on the other hand, which is more important,
主耶稣基督来之前,
that is before the Lord returns,
教会要预备好,
the church has to be made ready to receive the Lord's second advent.
那么我们的信心和主的回,主的再来, 和神永远旨意的成就有什么直接的关系呢?
So our faith, how is it related to God's eternal purpose? How is it related to His second advent?
首先,
first of all,
信心使我们真的知道 究竟什么是神永远的旨意?
Faith enables us to really know what God's eternal purpose is.
能够真的知道, 真的看见, 真的明白。
You could really know, you could really see, you could really understand it.
早在4000年前,
before 4,000 years ago,
亚伯拉罕就在信心的里面, 看见了一座有根基的城,
in faith, Abraham saw this city with a foundation.
是神所经营所建造的,
whose architect and builder is God.
不光是亚伯拉罕一个人看见,
not only did Abraham himself
see this,
all the witnesses listed in Hebrews chapter 11 in Old Testament time, they've all seen this city.
虽然他们是从远处看见的, 圣经说, 他们从远处看见, 那肯定就是模糊不清了。
Although the Bible does say that they saw it from afar, of course, the image would be very blurry and fuzzy. But by faith, they have received this good testimony. Now today, in our New Testament time, the image is still blurry to us all, not clear, right? And one elderly brother once said this to us.
他说旧约的圣徒所看见的,
the thing that the saints in Old Testament saw
是一个影子, 是那个真实物件, 好像是个倒影似的, 你看到只是个影子,
are the shadows of the real things.
而我们今天我们新约的圣徒所看见的呢,
but as to us, the saints in the New Testament, what do we see?
我们是从镜子里面看见的,
we see from a mirror.
是那个真实的东西的反射。
And what we see is the reflection of the real things.
我在想啊, 那是2000年前的镜子, 因为当写这个时候在2000年前。
And I think that the Bible speaks of the mirror, which is about the mirror 2,000 years ago.
要是今天的镜子就好多了, 对不对?
And if we have the mirrors as of today, then the pictures would be much clearer.
所以新约的使徒保罗说,
so the Apostle Paul in New Testament says this,
我深知基督的奥秘,
my intelligence or my insight in the mystery of the Christ.
而保罗也希望我们在丰丰足足在悟性的里面能够真的明白能够满心知道神的旨意。
And also, Paul wants all of us to know the very riches of the full assurance of this understanding so that we could clearly understand it and gain it.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们真的知道, 看见了没有?
So, brothers and sisters, have we really seen it?
信能够使我们看见,
that belief, faith enables us to see this clearly.
也使我们能够明白, 那座城,
enables us to understand that city,
那座有根基的城,
the very city with foundations,
就是神的国, 神的家, 神的殿,
that is the kingdom of God, the house of God, the temple of God,
就是神的教会, 也就是基督。
That city is the church.
就是基督。
And also the Christ himself.
也就是我们所说的神永远的旨意。
And also that city is God's eternal purpose.
不光如此。
And not only so.
我们这些人不是别的。
We are not other people.
我们正处在神永远旨意的核心的位置上。
We are no other than those who are actually being placed in the very center of His eternal purpose.
我们被建造在先知、使徒和先知的根基上面，不是讲到那根基的城吗？
We just talk about the city with foundations, and we are being built upon these foundations.
而且耶稣基督就是那个房角石，他就是那个根基的根基。
And the prophets and the apostles are the foundations, and Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone.
今天神在地上的儿女千千万万。
Today, God has myriads and myriads of children.
我们各有追求，是不是？
Each one of us has our individual pursuit, isn't that so?
我们有努力传福音的。
Some of us strive to preach the gospel.
或者注重生命造就的。
Others emphasize so much on the edification of life.
专心神话语研究的。
As to others, would devote themselves wholly to studying God's word.
这些都是非常好的。
All these are wonderful.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们明白这背后的意义吗？
But brothers and sisters, do you understand the meanings behind all this? Why do we have to do all these?
在世界末日来临之际，在主来临之前。
Before the Lord returns, before the end of this age.
巴不得我们真是能够体贴今天神究竟要干什么。
If only we could really set our mind on the things that God wants to do.
我们来体贴神的心意。
To be mindful of His heart.
当然，这个世界根本不在乎主耶稣基督的再来。
Of course, this world doesn't care about the Lord's second coming.
可是我们这些在座的，神在末世的见证人。
All of us.Here, sitting here, and all of us, the witnesses of the Lord's second coming.
如果我们也满不在乎的话,
if we are also indifferent, we don't care.
我们不需要知道这些事情的话,
we are so nonchalant, not trying to understand all these things.
今天神的儿女,很多儿女根本不在乎什么神永远旨意,他们不屑一顾的。
Just as so many of God's children today, they don't care about the eternal purpose of God.
如果这样的话,主的回来就会继续延迟。
If that is the case, the Lord's coming will sure be delayed.
神永远的旨意就还是不能够完成。
Then God's eternal purpose will remain unfulfilled.
但是如果今天我们能够在信心里面能够看见，能够明白。
But today, if we're able to see, to understand in faith,
我们就会一定会去体贴我们主的心意。
Then for sure we will be mindful of our Lord's heart.
我们就必然会爱慕我们的主的再来。
And then for sure we will love the Lord's coming.
当如果这样的话，主再回来的时候。
If that is so, then when the Lord returns.
提摩太后书第四章八节告诉我们。
As 2 Timothy 4:8 teaches.
那些凡爱慕主显现的。爱慕主显现的必能得着神公义的冠冕。
Those who love the appearing of our Lord will receive this crown of righteousness.
我们必然会得到奖赏。
We for sure will receive reward from Him.
第二。
Second.
我们不光是要在信心里面能够真的明白能够知道神的旨意。
Not only do we have to know, understand His purpose in faith.
我们还必须要有信心的行，信心里面的行为。
But we also have this act of faith.
真实的信心一定会带出，一定会带出行为来的。
True faith also definitely will bring out these.
我首先要说明一点。
Now, first of all, I would like to explain on this point.
我们的信心也好，我们信心里面的行为也好，哈。我们这个本身并不能成就神的旨意的。
Whether it's our faith or our works of faith, by themselves, they could not accomplish God's will.
神是他的旨意唯一的成就者。
God is the very one who can accomplish His will.
但知道吗？神偏偏要选择我们与他同工。
But do you know this? God intends it to be this way, that we should be His fellow workers.
如果我们没有信心，我们没有行为的话
，If we do not have faith, nor do we have the works of faith,
神就停止下来，他就不愿意再做了。
Then God would pause, and He would not continue to work.
他就继续的等候我们。
He would continue to wait for us.
那么什么是信心的行为呢？
So, what are the works of faith?
亚伯拉罕当初他看见那座有根基的城。
Abraham, when he saw this city with foundations,
从此以后
from then on,
他无论到哪里
wherever he went,
他都好像是客旅，都住在帐篷的里面。
He was like an alien living in a tent.
不光亚伯拉罕是这样。
Not only did Abraham behave like this.
希伯来书十一章的那些信心的见证人。
All the witnesses of faith in Hebrews 11.
他们看见那座城，他们知道那是他们更美好的家乡。
They all saw the city and they all understood this is the more excellent country.
所以他们就我们中文翻译是，他们就承认，原文是他们就被说服，自己是地上的客旅，啊，是寄居的。
They confess in its original means they are persuaded that they were strangers and pilgrims in the earth.
信心最重要的行为。
Therefore, the most vital act of your faith.
当然不是我们今天也学亚伯拉罕去卖了房子去居住帐篷。
It's not that you should follow Abraham and you just sell your house to live in a tent.
你那些都是些影子。
Because all those acts serve as shadows.
今天我们应当做的是不再效法这个世界。
What we have to do today is no longer to be conformed to this world.
把我们的身体献上当作活祭。
But to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
圣经说这是神所喜悦的，但是为什么神喜悦这件事？
And the Bible says that this is acceptable to God, and why is it God is pleased with this?
因为当我们这样做的时候，
Because when we do this,
这样一个简单的行为，
with this very simple act,
神就可以自由自在的在每天的生活里面带领我们。
God can then freely guide us and direct us in our daily living.
毫无拦阻的在你我的身上做十字架的工作。
Without any hindrance, he's able to freely work the work of the cross in us.
因为那座城哈都是由石头建造成的。
Because that city is built by stones.
我每一个人都是一块啊石头，但是是很粗糙的石头。
Each one of us is a stone, but a very rugged one.
神要用十字架来雕磨，来打磨雕刻我们。
So God will sculpture you, polish you with the cross.
但是当神这样，你知道是神在做，不是我们在做，我们并不能做什么。神在这样做的时候，
But understand this, it is God who is doing this, not by ourselves. And when he does this,
有一件事情发生了。
One thing happens.
我们的心意就不断的更新而变化。我们的心意是什么？我们的魂。我们的魂就不断的更新而变化。
That is our mind, which is our soul, is being renewed and transformed continually.
这个时候我们就能体尝，原文的意思就是我们能够证明，原来神的旨意竟然是那样的，善良，那样的纯全，那样的可喜悦的。
Then you will approve what is that good, perfect, and pleasant will of God.
神如何具体的制作我们？
Then God, how can God form us tangibly?
我们当然不知道。
Of course, we don't know how.
每个人都不一样。
Everybody is different.
但是有一点我们知道。
But one thing we do know.
神要借着万事，借着我们周围所发生的一切事情。
Is that through all the things happening around us, through all things would work together.
叫我们的信心经过试验得到益处。
So that our faith would be tested and we will receive the good.
我在准备这个讲章的时候，
As I was preparing for this message,
我跟神祷告说，神啊，不知道有什么例子能够说明这件事情。
So I prayed to God, God, I don't know what example could be used to explain this point.
正好那天我要出去清理我的牙齿。
And it just happened on that day, I was about to go to have my teeth cleaned.
我去出发之前已经晚了。
And I was already late before I left the house.
你都可以想象我开车会很快的。
So you can imagine I drove very fast.
偏偏每次开快车的时候，前面总是有个慢车在你前面。
And just every time a while I was driving, trying to drive very fast, and there was one car so slow right before me.
我就忍耐，那时候不能超车，是双行道。
I was trying to be patient because I cannot bypass that car because there are two lanes.
保持一段一定的距离，安全的距离，我就在那忍着。
So I was being very patient, and I kept this safety distance between us.
到了那个红绿灯，可以右转的，哎，他不转。
And when we finally came to the red light, and this person was supposed to make a right turn, but he did not.
我现在忍，我的忍受就开始越来越难受了。And
I was miserable trying to be patient.
然后那个红绿灯变绿了。And
the light turned green.
还不走。
He was still there, not moving.
我一想，我的火气就上，我使劲摁了一下我的喇叭。
Right away, I was so steamed, I just beeped him.
哦，那个人也气了。
And that person got angry too.
他就停在那里，慢慢的转弯，转上去。
On purpose, he just stayed there, and very slowly, he made his turn.
一下有个东西进到我的里面来，你知道信心的功课是什么吗？
Right away, something came into my mind. What is the lesson of your faith?
忍耐，等候。
Simply to endure, to wait.
我们最近我们家哈，我姊妹也连续学了两次关于汽车忍耐等候的功课，就关于我儿子回来的事。And
my wife also learned this very lesson of being patient and to wait on the Lord. And this is about picking up my son.
哎，我们在开车的事情上能够学到很多这样的功课。So
do you know we can learn so many lessons like this in our driving?
我还有过刻骨铭心的经历。
And I also have this experience that's being instilled in my bones and my heart.
有一次，我们的弟兄孙弟兄在我们中间来分享一个周末。
Now on this very weekend, our brother son came to share with us.
很久以前了。It's
quite a while ago.
我们还在老会所的时候。
And at that time, we were still at the old meeting place.
那天晚上我们出发的时候也是晚点了。
And also on that night, we left home late.
也是碰到这一个慢车
，and also we came across this slow poker driving so slowly.
我那个时候没有那么礼貌，我就紧跟着他后面开，我就要告诉他你开太慢了。
I just followed so closely right after him, tailgated him, and telling him that you drove too slowly.
更令我气愤的时候，因为一般说这样的车开开他就走了嘛，然后我就可以继续开了，对不对？
What made me even more angry is, you know, people like this who drive so slowly, after a while, they would just go on to the other place.
那我就可以继续开我的快车。
And I could go ahead with my full speed.
这个车不是这样的。
And it's not so with this very car.
我要想往哪里转，哎，他就往哪里转。
Where whichever direction I tried to go, there he would go the same way.
我就紧贴着他后面，我说怎么回事？
I closely tailgated him. I would say this is really one of my off days.
快到教会前一个红绿灯。
And the, right before we reached the, our church building at that traffic light,
我突然意识到，这个前面车可能是我们的弟兄姊妹啊。I
all of a sudden it dawned on me that maybe this person who drove so slowly is a brother or sister of ours.
哦，师傅，这一过了红绿灯，不是就是会所吗？我就赶快离他远一点。果然，他开到我们教会的停车会所停车场里面去。So
right after the traffic light, I deliberately tried to keep a distance from that car. And for sure, that person was one of our brothers or sisters.
全身都发热那个时候。
My whole body, I was hot in all my body.
我赶快找了个角落停下来。So
right away, I found a corner to park my car.
我回头一看。And
I turned my head back.
车上下来的是那个蒋元孙弟兄。
The very person who stepped out of the car is. None other but our speaker, brother son.
然后还有我最亲爱的弟兄李义宗。And
my dearest brother, brother Li Yizhong.
你知道我当时感觉，我真是希望下面有个洞，我赶快钻进去，你知道吗？
Do you know how I felt at that moment? I just wish there was a hole I could have dig and bury myself in there.
我一天，我当时跟神说：“神啊，你干嘛这样对我？”And
then I said, God, how could you do this to me?
一天晚上，我根本没不知道弟兄在讲什么，我躲弟兄躲得远远的。
So on that day, I had no idea what our speaker was talking about, and I tried to stay away from our brother as far as possible.
啊，信心的功课是漫长的，有时候是很艰难的。
So we know that this lesson of faith is long and sometimes is very difficult.
以色列人知道他们为什么失败吗？
Israelites, do you understand why they failed?
希伯来书啊，四章第二节这样告诉我们。
Hebrews 4:12 tells us this.
有福音传给他们，给传给我们的是一样的。
Indeed, the gospel was preached to them, us as well as to them.
但是对他们毫无益处。
But the word which they heard cannot benefit, profit them.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们没有信心和他们所听见的调和在一起。
Because the words are not being mixed with faith in those who heard it.
我们的主在地上的时候，
Our Lord, while He is on the earth,
他最门徒责备的最多的，也是赞扬最多的是什么，知道吗？
What are the things that our Lord rebuked or praised His disciples most?
就是他们的信心。
That's their faith.
马太福音六章三十节这样说。
Matthew 6:30 says this.
主说，你们这些小信的人。
Lord says that you of little faith.
野地的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉子。
The grass of the field is now today and tomorrow is thrown into an oven.
神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
And God so clothes them, how much more about you?
主在路加福音第七章第九节。
And also Luke 7:9.
他赞扬一个百夫长。
Our Lord praised a centurion.
他说他对门徒说，我告诉你们，这么大的信心，我在以色列中还没有遇见过。
Our Lord told his disciples that such great faith I have never found even in Israel.
圣经里面很多这样的例子。
And there are so many examples in the Bible like this.
我们回到我们的信心之父亚伯拉罕的身上。
Now let's come back to the father of faith, Abraham.
他也不是一个完全人。
He's not a perfect person.
他很多时候也有信心软弱的时候。
So many times his faith was weak.
在他刚离开自己家乡的时候。
Right after he left his homeland.
他是跟着他父亲走的，还拉着自己的侄子一起。
He left with his father and also his nephew tagged along.
后来又在埃及人的面前，他怕死，所以他不敢当着埃及人的面前认他的美丽的妻。
And also before Egyptians, for fear of his own life, he would not confess that this is my wife, his beautiful wife.
亚伯拉罕为了成就神的旨意。
And Abraham, in order to fulfill God's will,
也是神的应许。
Which is also God's promise.
要知道，他为了等。他等候神的应许已经等了十年了。
Know this, that at this point, Abraham had been waiting for God's promise for 10 years.
他实在等不及了。
He could wait no longer.
他决定自己要为神的旨意做点什么。
So, he decided to do something by his own efforts for God's will.
结果发生什么知道吗？
And then what happens next, do you know?
他生了一只玛利。
He gave birth to Ishmael.
伊斯玛利就是今天伊斯兰教的祖先。
And Ishmael is the very forefather of today's Islam.
跟以色列人带来多大的难处啊！
And what a tremendous difficulty this act had brought to all the Israel.
这是我们人想要成就神的旨意，自己想要做什么造成的。
This is all caused by us who are trying to fulfill God's will with our own efforts.
因为只有神才是他旨意唯一的成就者。
Because God is the only one who can accomplish His purpose.
但是就是亚伯拉罕这样一个有血有肉的人。
But even like Abraham, a person with in flesh and blood,
神越过他的软弱。
God has passed over his weaknesses.
单单地看见在他里面那个比金子还宝贵的信心。
God sees only the very faith in him, which is more precious than gold.
所以就把他列为信心之父。
Therefore, God has listed Abraham as a father of faith.
要我们这些后来的人要跟随他的脚踪，跟随他的踪迹去行。
All of us who come later on should follow the very footsteps of Abraham.
虽然信心的道路是漫长，有时候是艰难的。
Although the very path of faith is long and is difficult.
但是我们心里啊，确实深信，我们被说服，我们相信。
But in our hearts, we know firmly and we are persuaded that.
我们不光是神手中的工作，神用十字架来雕刻我们。
Not only are we the workmanship in the hand of God, but also He will polish us, He will sculpture us.
我们也是他眼中的瞳仁，他非常宝贵的。
He will do this by His cross, and also we are the very apple of His eye, so precious to Him.
连我们头上的头发他都数过。
Even our hairs are numbered.
所以保罗在他生命的最后的时候，他这样说。
Therefore, Paul at the very end of his life said this.
我知道我所信的是谁。
I know whom I have believed.
并且也深信，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day.
那日就是我们主来的日子。
That day is the day of our Lord's coming.
我们的信心就达到了终点。
And that day is the day when our faith reaches its destination.
我们得着我们魂的救恩。
That day is the day when we receive the salvation of our souls.
我们被神磨成神儿子的模样。
That day is the very day that we're conformed to the image of the Son of God.
这是我们得到的。
And this is what we would gain.
那神得到了什么？
What is that God would gain?
神得到了一块一块的合用的石头。
God would obtain the stones, piece by piece, useful, suitable for his use.
并且有足够的数量。
And the numbers would be enough.
可以用来建造成这座有根基的城。
For him to build this very city with foundations.
那么我们的主就回来了。
And then our Lord will return.
当我们的信心经过试验。
When our faith is tested.
就比那个金子还宝贵。
It will be more precious than the gold.
当我们的主再回来的时候
，So when the Lord returns,
我们就必然得到称赞。
We will be found to praise,
荣耀、
glory and honor.
好吧，我们就停到这里。
We now conclude our sharing at this point.
我们再有点祷告。
Shall we have a further word of prayer?
主啊，我们实在满心感谢赞美你。
Lord, our full of thanksgiving, and we simply give you thanks.
愿意你保守刚才我们所分享的。
And we praise you, we thank you, and we ask you to keep what we have just shared.
从你来的，求你继续在弟兄姊妹心中做感动开启的工作。
That which has come from you, may you continue to move our brothers and sisters, to enlighten us, to work in our hearts.
So we will see
your eternal purpose.
能体贴你的心意,
to set our mind on your heart's desire.
是吧, 去回应你给我们的呼召,
to respond to the very calling from you.
谢谢主这样的祷告, 来侍奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Lord, we thank you. We ask in your precious name, in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.